morning?
Good.
Good. Yeah? Is school out?
No.
Not yet?
No,
two more days? It's summer? Yeah, two more days, huh? Okay. You getting excited? Yeah, you have plans for the summer? Yeah? Oh, that's great. That's great. Well, I'm so glad to see all of you guys this morning. What do you think this is?
A Bible holder.
A Bible holder. That's a good guess. That's a really good guess. But nope, not a Bible holder. Anybody want to look at it? What do you think it is? You want to hold it? You want to hold it? Okay. What do you think it is? You don't know, huh? Oh, this is where we put the money in. Yes. Now, can you get the money out of there? Can you? You can? Okay. Let's see. Can you? What's up? You can't open the zipper? Why is that?
I can.
Okay.
It's locked.
It's locked. Oh, it's locked. So whatever's in there, you can't get to, can you? So how do you... Oh, you're trying really, really hard. It's really hard, isn't it? How do you think that you can open that up?
You need a key.
You need a key to open it up? Oh, wow. Well, I have a key. So let me ask you a question. If this is the money holder, which, yes, we use it as the money holder, okay?
And you do it with your fingers,
too, right? You put the key in. So if I put the key in here, and I were to pop this up, and I were to tell you that there was 1,000 $1 bills in here, would you believe me?
Yes.
Oh, you would? Oh, okay. What if I told you there was a cupcake in here? Would you believe me?
No.
Oh, but you...
It would be messy.
It would be messy, right? What if I told you there was...
A donkey.
A donkey in here. Would you believe me? That's stupid. What if I told you there was one, like... a herd of elephants in here.
No, it's too bigger.
You wouldn't believe it. All right, well, let's open it up with the key. What the heck was that? What was that? What is that?
Elephants.
Yeah, that's elephants. That's a herd. There was a herd of elephants in here. Now, is that really? There it is again. The elephants are on the loose. Oh my gosh. They're a noisy bunch. We've got to get them out of here before they make a mess, right? So we're going to put them back in here. Now, so this key opened this bag and there was a herd of elephants in here. Pretty powerful, huh? Yeah.
No, money.
But you weren't, I know, money goes in here. But you weren't so sure there was a herd of elephants in here, were you? Well, our story today, we heard about a man who was a centurion. Have you ever even heard of what a centurion is?
I didn't.
No, right? A centurion is a soldier in Rome, and he would have like hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of men underneath him. And, you know, he wasn't really a friend of the Jewish people. And so this man had a servant who was really, really sick. And this man was a friend of the Jewish people. He built their synagogue and he kind of took care of them. And his servant got sick. And you know, he came. Well, he didn't come. He sent some rabbis to come and ask if Jesus would heal his servant. Kind of like... wow, why would he ask if Jesus would heal his servant? Is Jesus capable of healing his servant? Can Jesus heal his servant? Yes, he can, right? Because we know that Jesus is God. And you know what's so amazing? Is that this man knew that Jesus was God. He trusted Jesus. And so, like, he opened up the power of God, just like this key opened up this bag and released that herd of elephants. Now, is your faith like
Does your faith look like this?
No,
it doesn't look like this at all. And do you even know what faith means? No, right? It's a hard word to understand. Faith means trust. It means to trust God. When we say we have faith in God, it means that we trust God. So how do you get faith? How do you get that trust? Like, do you trust a stranger?
No,
right? Because you don't know that person, right?
You trust God.
You trust God. And how do you know to trust God? Because we pray to God. How about the Bible? Does the Bible tell us about God? Yeah. Anybody been reading the Bible lately? I know, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Bible tells us all about who God is and what God does for us, right? All about who Jesus is and what Jesus does. And that's how we start to gain our faith and our trust in Jesus. Do you trust Jesus? Do you trust Jesus? Yes, you do. That means you have faith in Jesus. And faith is like the key that opens everything up. And God is with you all the time. Where does God live? Where does Jesus live?
In our hearts.
In our hearts. That's right. Can you do a heart check? Right here. Check your heart. Jesus in there? You feeling it? Are you feeling the love of Jesus?
Yes.
I'm seeing the love of Jesus. I'm feeling it. So remember that Jesus lives in your heart and you can trust him always, just like this man trusted. And he trusted because he heard all about Jesus from other people. And we can too, right? We can pray to Jesus. We can read about Jesus. We can talk about Jesus. And our parents and our grandparents and everybody here is going to teach us all about Jesus. So that faith will unlock the power of Jesus. You want to pray together? Okay. Let's pray. Mm-hmm. Jesus, help us to trust you more.
Help us to trust you more.
And so our faith will grow.
So our faith will grow.
And our hearts will just explode with love. Amen. Thank you. That was pretty funny, wasn't it? Who laughed over here when I said we'll explode with God? Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for coming up, you guys.
Pokemon
cards. Pokemon cards.